Hello, everybody, and welcome to You Tweeted, You Mean Dead. You Tweeted, You Mean Dead. You Tweeted, You Mean Dead. So don't try to get out of it. You tweeted, you mean it, so don't try to get out of it. Hello, everybody. I have welcome to this show. That is, You Tweeted, You Mean It, episode. Fuck, I didn't number it yet. Shit. I think this is 26. Is this 26? Can I fact check that? Not while I'm doing it, because my mouse is broken. You ever have a broken mouse on your laptop? Like the one you slide around your finger? Oh, I know what it is. It's got too much crumbs on the side. You ever solve your problem on a podcast? And you definitely should have solved that problem before you started recording, but you kind of ran out of time. You ever run out of time? Today is a Tuesday, which means there is a Young Funny event, which is the comedy group I'm with. And they will be doing their thing. We will all be celebrating our amazing comedy careers outside in the backyard next to a stage. It will be brilliant. Amazing, worth the money, free. They have food at the bar, always delicious, always cooked, not raw, unless it's sushi. which I don't really think they get into. But who knows? Might be able to talk them into making some sushi. Come on out, you know? That's the main message behind this. I've tried to clean the mouse, and it helped a bit. It did help, but it did not completely fix the problem, which is okay, you know? Not everyone can fix a problem. It's a hard job, you know? It takes time. It takes work. Dedication. Are you down to do that? Do you think you have what it takes? Damn it, this is episode... Wait, I did say 26, I think. This is You Tweeted You Meaned It with your host, Lord Byron, a.k.a. Black Rocker and Lord Black Rocker on Instagram. Yeah, dudes. What's up? This is episode 26, Lawn Chair. I hope I haven't named an episode Lawn Chair before. It felt really comfortable coming out of my mouth, like I had been saying it a lot. But I haven't. I haven't said Lawn Chair in probably a long time. I'm pretty sure I've said it before. This was not my first time saying Lawn Chair, but it's been a while, you know? It's been a while since I long shared. It's been a long time since I've shared an opinion. Oh shit, that wasn't my own. Right now I'm trying to fix the stand. I seem to be attempting to fix a lot of problems right now. That should be some type of looked into thing. Why are you fixing problems right now? What's going on in your head to where you think you gotta fix a bunch of problems? This is the real questions that I have to ask myself publicly on a podcast. I have to ask, what is up with your poking and prodding, trying to solve problems? You know, it's not cool. It's really not cool. I hope you didn't hear my bed just now, because that's embarrassing. I am not in bed, technically. Okay? Know this. Oh, shit. I recently got an ego from a video that told me I had a little ego. That shit ever happened to you? It was this viral video, Facebook style. Oh, jeez, I can't read this and talk at the same time about my ego. Well, do you guys want to hear it? You guys don't give a fuck about that shit, right? Egos? It was a cool video, though. I have to give the video props. It was this test your personality video, which is very dangerous, brainwashing technology, but at the same time, it's really fun. And what they do is it's a visualization technique, not a technique, it's like a game. They ask you to visualize a group of objects, but they don't really give you a heads up, like, about the extent of your imagination. So that threw me off as a person. I don't want to put on airs. I already talked about my ego and shit. But yeah. So they ask you to imagine this scenario. And when you're done, shit corresponds to other shit. You know, they use the law of correspondence to tell you how your decisions are affected by worldly things, or they can be related to at in the least. It doesn't have to be the main effect, but it is related to how you feel about things. And one of the exercises, they ask you to imagine an object. I want to be vague in case you find the video. I don't want to ruin it by telling you what corresponds to what. So know that I'm mixing it up. Even if I'm not mixing it up, I'm mixing it up because you have not seen it yet. And I am conscious of that fact. Okay, anyway. So they ask you to imagine an object, and they're like, think about it. And they don't really give you too much shit about, like, anything. They just kind of go through a list of what to imagine. That's kind of very general. And then at the end, they're like, oh yeah, that thing you imagined, well, however it looked, corresponds to your ego, nigga. That's how big your ego is. Oh shit. But like, in my mind, the thing, it was like in my hand. And I was like, oh shit, I got control of my ego. That's what that means. It's in the palm of my hand. This ego ballin'. But then I realized throughout the whole video, my perception of the visualization changed multiple times. It was always changing. Each object they would introduce would change the other object. It was going on computer. Alright, I don't know what happened, but it just froze or some shit while I was in the middle of my change speech. Each of the objects in my visualization were changing and were changed by the presence of the other objects. But the ego object was always small. Sometimes it was different colors. Most of the time it was black. Possession is on the bottom of Hongan, which let me describe possession. Number 8, it looks like. is somewhat frightening. It's a white spirit over a black lady pulling strings above and below, stars in the eyes. I think the person's enjoying it, though. It looks sexual. Possession. And that was on the bottom. Over, we got Hongan banging on his drums. He's a water congo. Eurisha or fucking Loa motherfucker. He's banging on his water drums, which is the energy of your emotions. Emotions are on top of the possessions. You get possessed by things that you enjoy, or things that rule your senses, baby. Oh, baby, you get possessed. Possession. Oh, yeah. That sounds tasty. You get possessed by things that you adore, the things that you fear. The things that make you laugh are, you know, just feel something. Sometimes you can deal with it if you want to put the emotions over the possession. Because then you're in control. And that was the reading from the cards section of the podcast. That happens throughout most of it. Might I say, the reading of the cards is a new addition to You Tweeted You Meaned It. But it is a fun one. I brought out the Voodoo Tarot deck today. New Orleans Voodoo Tarot. I brought that one out because I want to go into my subconscious. I want to not exactly understand with my knowing mind, but I want to test my imagination, per se, in reading these cards. Because the other ones, the Golden Dawn Tarot deck, very simple, very easy to understand. The words on the bottom are names of people that you probably have never heard of. Like, it isn't of Hooked on Phonics panic attack every time you look at a card of the Golden Dawn Tarot deck, but the New Orleans Voodoo has cards with names like Hunisis. Hunisis. Also part of the Congo Water Peeps, who is pouring out what looks like a jar of some energy over what looks like a desert, bringing joy to the world, is how I decide to see that through the emotions of self. But that's a hard name to say, you know what I'm saying? Hunisis? Hunsis? 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 I don't know. Maybe if I just keep mispronouncing and pronouncing the name, eventually somebody will appear in your bathroom mirror and offer you a trip of your lifetime to the star system Sirius. And maybe you'll go. maybe you'll decide to take that ride. And I want to be a part of that decision. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to commercials. From commercials, I hope you enjoyed that ad from Mars. It's a calling card. It says to come over real quick, real quick. 0 to 100. All my niggas on that real shit. Real shit. Real shit. Real quick. I don't even really know that song, but it was in like a commercial or something. It was probably on YouTube. A lot of shit's on YouTube these days. A lot of shit's on YouTube. I recently explained that I was a YouTube scholar to a person who didn't understand. Oh, shit. I'm watching a UFC fight video while trying to explain my YouTube scholarliness. Scholarliness. That's a fun word. It doesn't matter. Why the fuck do I keep explaining shit that don't matter? Alright, this Facebook post is calling me. I know this is called You Tweeted, You Meaned It, but we're going into the black metaphysical realm on Facebook. Facebook, Facebook, we are on Facebook, 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 we are on Facebook, Facebook, Facebook. Teachings. What he teaches behind closed doors, I can't debate. What a black man is or is not is good. But so far in his public presentations is on the grade level preschool. Damn. She said his shit's on the level of preschool. Okay. I'm not saying he's worthless. Like I said, he opened the door for me. And as a step-up school, he's great for beginners. Not knocking no one. I was there. I just graduated. Or ascended from that level onto the dark side. I get it. The world full of this and that, but I went to another world. Hidden from human mind's sight. So much going on that I ain't going on here. We need to break the chains of mental slavery and thinking white folks get power is a form of attached slavery. We must know where we came from, to know where we are at, to know where we are going. So far, people stuck at where we are at in consciousness. We're moving, but still ain't going nowhere. Ascend. The response to all that was, what tangible benefits have obtained from your new outlook on reality? Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about? These naysayers make no sense. What's the benefits of your new reality? Are you really asking somebody that? If it's possible for a new reality, then what the fuck is you doing with it? What? If it's possible to make your own reality, you have no ambition if that alone isn't enough to make you think that you could do some shit better with this shit. You know what I'm saying? You ain't even gonna try to put in work to find out exactly how in the fuck a person that you know, that you can see, that you have touched, spoken to, have zanged, which is the term made up by me, meaning internet related to, like, you interacted with a person through the internet, you zanged them. They are a person, and they have a new reality, they're saying, and you're like, you have a new reality, eh? Well, what are the tangible benefits? I mean, like, what are you looking at size-wise on this motherfucker? What's the square footage? Is it hardware? You're like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? What are you, come on, man. Just say you don't believe. It's a less of a slap in the face. Just be like, I don't believe you. What you're saying is insane. That is the only rational comeback to a person saying they have a new reality when you don't agree. If you want to protect your truths, they're either insane or you're lazy. You can have a new reality. You can have a new reality. And you can have a new reality. And you can have a new reality. You can have a new reality. You can have a new reality. And you can have a new reality. You can have a new reality. You can have. Good times. Twitter has been eventful for myself in these times of welling into Islamic Tinder, not the dating app Tinder. I mean the word that I don't know the exact definition for, that I think is probably some type of pirate word, Tinder. Like a word like booty? But like, we made off with the Tinder. Is that a real thing? God damn it, I'm gonna Google it. Tell me what Tinder used to mean. Need more definitions. Sensitive to pain, immature, vulnerable, requiring tact, careful handling of a ship leading or readily inclined to roll in response to the wind. Damn it. Oh, verb, to offer or present something formally, offer money as payment. She tendered her fate, her fare. Okay, I was right. Make a formal written offer to carry out work, supply goods, or buy land, shares, or another asset for a stated fixed price. Make a formal offer giving a stated fixed price. Tinder. Okay. What the fuck? This is what happens when you believe and don't believe in yourself at the same time. You get evidence. Anyway. I made off with some Islamic Tinder recently. I started studying the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Prophet to God, Allah, in the form of Master Farhad Muhammad. These names are really cool, honestly. Muhammad, that's a cool name. Muhammad. He has a lot to say, though. Elijah, that is. I'm not sure if Farhad Muhammad has ever said anything to the public in person. That is, he said a lot through Elijah, according to Elijah. I can say a lot on this point, but propaganda is first on the mind through the form of ISIS, not the black god ISIS in a set and yeah, no, ISIS and Ishtar. No, not that ISIS. The motherfuckers rolling around cutting people's heads off and shooting them with AKs. That ISIS. Why? There's so many similarities to not only black culture, but blackness, the dark. Their flag is a bunch of black. Their name is an Egyptian god. They go around committing chaos. People think of chaos when they think of ISIS. People who don't give a fuck and who are just violent. And that's all, like, it seems like too good to be true for white people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ever have the cards? I literally have cards in my hands. You ever have the cards stacked against you? the bottom top one being Azuli La Fuenbuela, who's dancing on some corn holding knives. Petro God, number 7. Fire is the birth of newness. Anyway, when the cards are stacked against you constantly, you start to notice patterns in the cards. And Isis is just too good. Like, they do drive-bys. They record video. They throw parties. They're like, fuck rules. Anarchy, but under Islam. And I go and I look at videos of Elijah Muhammad calling the white man devil and calling them evil and devils, and a devil does what a devil does. I didn't say what a devil was. That's that's a great quote, but it's probably... You start to see that he could have been, if you have no knowledge, black Islam or black godliness or black alchemy, if you have no idea of black people and you saw Elijah Muhammad calling white, you'd be like, oh, is he one of the founders of ISIS? It looks like he's just one of the founders of ISIS now. And how the fuck does it fit so well? Muslim to the core, talking about the downfall of America and white people in general. White supremacy is a global system. Stop hogging all the sunshine. We see you. But yeah, like, what? That's just crazy. So I took some from this situation of Elijah talking to God and being the messenger of said God in person, through the person. Get into that shit right off the bat. I want to get into the tweets first. And hopefully I'll forget that shit and then I won't talk about it. Yeah, maybe I'll forget. 'Cause I feel like it's something that should be sacred to a lot of people who are powerful and also black and all zombie, all of our dead are equal, you know what I'm saying? We're all each other in different timelines of reality. Time doesn't exist as a whole, meaning our lives can exist simultaneously, congruently, interchangeably, at the same time and not at the same time, because time itself is a construct. It doesn't exist. The shit doesn't exist, man. Me and I could be you. At the same time, we are not two. I don't know. Whatever. What was I talking about? Oh. I was saying, I'm okay with what I've learned, but I don't know how to find people who are okay with hearing what I've learned, being not taught, being privy to what I've learned, being privy to my speech patterns. Mambo. We have the Petro Mambo, a naked black lady wrestling with a snake on some grass. The snake is coming out of some lava, and we got the blue guy and the snake blowing fire in her face. Looks like it's blowing her hair back. She looks like she's enjoying it, honestly. Recently learned about the snake being the kundalini, and it does look sexual. She's raising energy, and ain't that what we're supposed to be doing anyway? Ain't that what we're supposed to be doing anyway? Wrestling with that snake, making love to that snake. There you go. I give respect to Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Master Farah Muhammad. I give honor to them both. I think their plan was ingenious, fucking brilliant. It worked, and it led to better things being able to flourish, which is alchemy. It's change. Things aren't supposed to stay the same. But we do love, or we should love, what we come from. Should. You can change and also appreciate the best at the same time. Okay. Follow me now, cause I'm a hot boy. Sticks in my head because I want to figure out how people were just like, what? Where are we following him to? What is going on? And we just continue to follow. Holy shit. Now, believe me, my knowledge stealing Tinder from Muslims, okay? It does not come from being in the Muslim faith for any amount of time. I have not read the Quran. I exactly on policies. I have watched quite a few Elijah Muhammad videos, some Farrakhan videos recently. I did not enjoy those. Ones are legitimate, except when he starts getting into the religious aspects of things. That makes me itch. Itch. It makes me itch. Religion is scary. Really, religion is scary. It's scary. So yeah, what if Farah Muhammad was the smartest Moorish Negro ever, who was like, you know what, I'm risen. Most of these motherfuckers in the front are lying scumbags. I think power corrupts. I think power might corrupt. I'm gonna go find a motherfucker to be my speaker. I'm gonna convince this person that I am God. And I'm going to put my light into an already existing power structure to make it simple for this dude to carry my message, because power corrupts. And with the structure of this already existing religion, the power will be dissipated into that religion for hopefully not corrupting the messenger. So in effect, I don't want to call him Satan, Lucifer. God, the lawyer, also known as Lucifer, the light bringer, brought light to Elijah, illuminated him, honestly made him also into a, but he was under the rule of that religion, the Islam. And he was like, nah, there's the only Farad is the God. I'm the last messenger. But I think he fucked up. Not fucked up. Fucked up is the wrong term. Most definitely wrong term. Because there are no mistakes. It's just that power structure of religion. Maybe it was just necessary. Maybe Farad did his necessities through the creation of Elijah, the uprising of that nation, so that he created a pillar in order to create its shadow. Holy fuck, guys. We're going on a break. Back from Camaro. On to the Twitter reads. Possibly gonna get into some voices, possibly not. definitely feel the need to mention Alofi, the World Mother, number two in Santa. You know, she's birthing herds. You know, that's what she does. It's a mother. I cured myself of depression, but holy fuck, this Lifetime movie makes myself. I forgot this tweet during the commercials. Gained some pounds, but I feel like if I poop at work more often, I can get back to 190. Put on a few hats. I do a kickbox challenge, the instructor. I'm sorry, I lost. Because my mouse is totally fucked, bro. And I thought I could click something, and I pressed the space bar, and I lost my place. I apologize to no one. Do a kickboxing class and challenge an instructor. Paint the Mona Lisa. Throw some paint on the original. Stand close to the person behind you in line. Cook a complete meal for ghosts. Inspect on some day programmers under unfinished business lunch. Did I just make that up? Cause it's some gold, nigga. Unfinished business lunch? I'ma Google it. It was such not a thing that I questioned if business lunch real phrase. In conclusion, unfinished business lunch is as much as a ghost as the specters that didn't eat it. Hashtag king me. Watch Jesus Hates You Now. 2013 minutes on at Vimeo. Is legitly frightened by how good that reheated Burger King hot dog was. Like, holy shit, I've been missing in New York. Are the Burger King hot dogs better than the vendors? Also, someone please assassinate me before I reheat and eat the second Burger King hot dog. Bonus point, use the hot dog I already ate as the murder weapon. Oh, what's that? I won? Hashtag dead from hot dog. Living. This hot dog had me tripping, man. The Burger King hot dogs have to be made out of people. It has to. Tastes so good. There's some type of magic in there. Or maybe it's crack. Who knows? They got good drugs. That wasn't tweets. I was just talking about the Burger King hot dog because it was really good. Alright, back to tweets. To get into this in a different mind state, flips a card. I am the Masa. She has a little lamp. She's wearing clothes. Pouring water into the sky, which a boat is sailing on. She's air. She's not pouring water, there's smoke into the sky, and a boat sailing on the smoke. Rada. Air. Number 9. Masa. Oh, which probably means air correspond to an intelligence. Okay, the intelligence has taken us places. We're good. Anyway, a living black extremist gets energy from being alive. Some haven't been killed because they mislead, and the others do black magic. The angry me are the ones they will let run around yelling. The ones who do magic don't seem to believe they will die before their time. It seems like a waste of time and energy boasting. We can see and hear you. Apparently you have yet to be assassinated. To yell about assassination ignites yourself. They yell by proximity. Death affects this negatively. subtracting proximity. To know attracts people. The knower ignites people through ideals. Death affects this positively, solidifying all ideals. For these reasons, the angry may be assassinated after losing the favor of the masses, and the knower may be assassinated when questioning their own ideals. In conclusion, I have to choose what I know and what angers me. For instance, at this point, I made myself invincible with the power of black magic and my word, and am gathering mass comedy. I use you, my followers, as the fire that would ignite in any event of my untimely death without compromising any said or unsaid ideals. Using the almost full transparencies the internet provides, you too can join the ISIS swim team. I mean the Black Revolution. ISIS is about came out and said it. I wonder what would happen in America. I always forget I like the Nicki. I liked a few Nicki songs. Nicki Minaj. I don't ever search for music. I just BTW Assassins. The second Burger King hot dog has been reheated. It's only a few moments left. My coworker just asked how the hot dogs taste. Really good, I said, as hoping to feel the sweet release of a knife. Greatest feeling of wealth is the feeling of love for oneself. That came out of my brain finger. Should Google it. I'm loving me more than potatoes, and that's so much. I should so research this book an author Bobby Hemmett is talking about. Oh fuck, Burger King is on the commercial for the hot dogs. Alright, that commercial was like a 5 minute long Burger King commercial about space and hot dogs, and it swept me away. I was like, holy shit, this is a motherfucking campaign, Burger King. God damn, this is a good campaign. I like the commercials. I like the is wrong here. I can't love this much. It doesn't feel right, Burger King. What's your secret? Anyway, back to the assassination shiitake. I need to reread this. I'm getting a lot of text messages, and my phone is on the laptop, so it's probably making way too much noise to no one. The angry ones shouting, kill me, are the ones they will let run around yelling. The ones who are doing magic don't believe they will die before their time. It seems like a waste of energy boasting of see and hear you. You haven't been assassinated. To yell about assassination ignites yourself. The yeller ignites other people by proximity. Death affects that negatively, subtracting proximity. Okay. The knower ignite you. The knower ignites people through ideals. Alright, I need to go through that one. The knower brings polarity to an issue, igniting people to change you. They want to change the knower. Change is the best word, because it's not positive nor negative. They want to change either the knower or themselves to agree with the knower. So it attracts people to ignite you. The knower ignites people. Whereas the Yeller, ignites himself. Okay. So hype. You are me. You are hype. Proximity. If you're in the Yeller's proximity, just indeed get hyped up. And who knows? He might have good ideals, but he's definitely hyping you up. He's not. He's an example. The knower is an example setter who affects people to ignite the knower. The Yeller, it's like the same thing. It's like the goddamn same thing. I'm trying to find the middle path is the point. Goddamn it, after death for the knower, it solidifies all of the ideals, which is a positive effect, because now there could be nothing to contradict those motherfuckers with the contradiction. Now it's up to you to light that shit. But when the Yeller dies, has to take the place, otherwise it dissipates, because they were one person. They all were that one person. Both people strive to be. Okay, so how can you take those two things and put them together is the real question. These are some more tweets, and I think I go a little bit in the wrong direction, but maybe not. We'll find out. I was just studying myself and realized that if you take the anger side and heat up the ideals, you can viewable. Fucking Twitter didn't tell me that word was spelled wrong. Fucking duck dick brain motherfucker. Malleable. Holy shit, I was wrong. Fuck. Point being, fighting ideals versus igniting ideals. Death can solidify ideal ignition. In effect, structuring a trap would become consistently on the rise, a death bringing life to the world. Now to reverse engineer that shit and figure out that life, oh wait, already known as the middle path of the hashtag smug. Alright, I'm supposed to be podcasting. That's a secret. Here we go. Hashtag smug, I'm supposed to be podcasting, is the most current tweet at the moment in the present. You got a glimpse into the present. It's a Tuesday, the last day of the month. Don't. But I will figure out this extremist vibe on protection from death, even though the things I just said, I didn't want to be a statistic, and as a black man die at 25. So 25 and 26 were off limits for death for me. 25, I feel like you gotta go through. What the fuck? How did that go? 5. And I had to make it all the way through 26 or some shit. Otherwise, it would still be like I died at 25. because I don't believe in directly. So in order to satisfy my distrust of numbers, I have to make it all the way to 27 before I didn't die at 25. And don't tell my invincibility did come with my own length of time, which was 2 years and is now a couple of months. It's not like any big thing about me being invincible. If you cut me, I do bleed. And I can die, but most likely will not until my next birthday. And then all odds are on. After the birthday, you could die at any time, according to myself. And this is what creating your reality is about. Sticking to your guns for my life in a manner that would seem like I knew I was gonna win. You know, ain't that scary? You go against somebody. What type of shit is that? Okay, anyway. So my throat breathing exercise. I was just studying myself and I realized that if you take the anger side and heat up the ideals. Okay, this point that I want to come across with the yeller and the knower, both they have death has an effect on both of them. How do you take death out of that equation without removing death itself? Like I said with the invincibility thing, it's gonna walk away. I do wanna, you know, eventually pass on mortal. Completely immortal is what I'm saying on this earth in the physical form. I am all that I am. You know, whatever. Anyway. So it's death as a catalyst in the event of my death to spark ideals. Okay, so you know how the yeller, through proximity, sparks ideals? It ignites other people to be like, yeah, that shit. It gets them, it's like a bomb. The yeller is like a bomb. Okay, I shouldn't say bomb. Not a good analogy, it kills people. But I mean, knowledge is a good analogy with death and rebirth. And good to say that because ISIS. Fucking ISIS, you ruin everything. God damn it. Anyway, the yeller ignites if from the ideals themselves. How do you pack the ideals with the yell? The knower become the yeller. Yell. What would the knower yell? Or what would the yeller know? Oh shit, it makes more sense. Ah, nigga. You pack divine light into it. Fuck yeah. Finding out riddles, solving problems, solve too many problems, finish this, solving motherfucking problems, bitch. Sorry. Actually, I'm not. I'm sorry for nothing. I apologize for nothing thing. I shouldn't say I apologize for nothing, because honestly, in person, I'd apologize to you for anything, because I don't give a fuck My ego's with the fire of my ideals, and I burn it and I shape it. Sometimes I build it when I need something to lean on. Other times I shape it into the tiniest little pebble chested into my intestines. Heat it up with the fire of ideals. Shoot it with my kundalini into the snake. Around the fucking... I lost it. I am not an improviser. I just spit lightning, bitch. Bitch is a good word. God damn it, I lost a follower. How did this happen? Who is responsible? good time. We should go to commercial, and I'll end with a shitty reading from the cards. Shitty reading, say why? Commercial. From commercials, I hope everybody is still okay, feeling good, feeling great. Surfing's up, sure. I don't know why Parker's asking. I don't know why Parker's asking, but I'll respond. I think maybe it's about that one question Parker just asked me. Hell yeah. Alright. So we're gonna go with a simple 5-card spread. I'm gonna have to take 10 minutes explaining because I am, reminder, using the New Orleans Voodoo Tarot deck, which I have close to no type facts on this shit other than the universal tarot facts. You know what I'm saying? Where water means something, swords mean something, thing connects to Tree of Life and the numbers and the elements and you, and as a person you can read the pictures because they're doing something special that corresponds with the finish shuffling. So I'm just gonna spread these cards out and talk about them for a few minutes, trying not to take up too much more time because I know I've reached my goal hour already. Flipping, here we go. It's the middle card. Then we go top left, bottom right, top right. Okay, we got it. It's a deck of scary looking cards. The whole deck. Mm-hmm. Whole deck is scary looking. Anyway, in the middle, which represents ourselves, we have Mambo. Rock is the wind form of knowledge. The Rana Mambo has a sword over her shoulder, holding a severed head, and she has a snake as a hat. The snake is the Kundalini energy. It's all the way pineal risen. It's crown chakra risen. She's cut off a head, signifying death and masculine energy in which you chop. Chop, chop, chop. Swiss slice. All right, we're gonna do the top left, bottom right. Top left, top right, I would like to say, corresponds to our pasts and futures. In the past, we have Legba la Flambeau. Bell. Yeah, Legba la Flambeau. A Petro, number 6. He's walking in blackness, red, extending past the shoulders in a huge circle. Lightning coming from the red. Legba la Flambeau has light coming out of his hands. I'm gonna say, that's the card. A 6 is usually pretty good energy wise. Alright, that's the past. Fuck it. I don't know what you're talking about, Legba la Flambeau. I see you got the light in your hands. You're doing some shit. Oh, he's creating. In the past, we were creating. Future, we have Ayeda Wedo, Congo. Water. This is a number 1 card. A king or ace or something of the water. Since it's number 1, it's probably ace. The card is a hermaphroditic type. Androgynous is the correct word. Androgynous being, it looks like she has boobs, but male knees, knees and legs. But the snake is tied around the right arm, holding it up. Left arm is down, I was above, so below. Snake is the Kundalini. This is the pineal. This one's like the pineal. Anyway, that's the future. Left hand path, the bottom left, we have Ogun. Got a lot of patterns. He's definitely got a sword. Looks possibly like he's got his tongue out. It's a Rada Air, number 5. Howdy. And at the right hand path, we have Oladumwe, number 1. The emotions in the crown chakra is the future. The fire is vigor, creative energy type shit. On chakra beings came from fire of creation, going into emotions, water, with the left hand path of intelligence and the right hand path of Earth. Is the eye above the Earth crying its waters into the Earth? Or crying its energy, not water, it's not blue, it's white. It's like the smoke stuff. Blue, it's pretty cool. The all supplying energy for the Earth. That's the right hand path. Okay, I feel satisfied. But I do, okay? And you're just gonna have to take it up with your God if you don't like how I'm living. Threats, what does the yeller know? What does the yeller, guys? You gotta usurp these people in power and see how you can be better than them. Maybe not a, you know, it doesn't have to be at their own game. All these people of their kingdom. But that's not the case. You can usurp someone in order to run your kingdom more efficiently. Or just run your kingdom differently. One's energy. Studying them. Getting to know them as the person that you see them to be. Through other people's eyes, through any forms of media, or through any stimuli, you know, get to know an energy and then relate it to yourself. Usurp. It's the definition. That's the being. It's the. I want to look up that line from Hamilton. It's the movement. I hope Google. Scratch that. This is not a moment. It's the movement. We are all the hungriest brothers with something to prove. Remember how he says it. But I can definitely find it. This is the ending bit before I'm late for the Young Funny Bar Redux spontaneous show. It sticks into my head like spaghetti on a plate. Or a pot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, where I come from, some get half as many. Ask anybody why we live in famine. It's the movement. Scratch that. This is not a moment. It's you tweeted, you meaned it. Episode 26, lawn chair. You thought I forgot, motherfucker.